2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hi, it's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy, 39 degrees. KSL's top story, the FBI now says that before he died, Brian Laundrie admitted that he murdered his fiancée. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce with the update.
The FBI's Denver office said today Brian Laundrie claimed responsibility for Gabby Petito's murder in the notebook found with his remains in Florida about a month after Petito's body was found in Wyoming. The couple traveled through Utah in a van lifer trip they documented on social media that included a traffic stop in Moab where a passerby called police to report seeing Laundrie strike Petito. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
More information about that notebook. The FBI has released an updated timeline of the case. They confirmed that Laundrie used Petito's debit card on his way home from Wyoming to Florida. They also reveal Laundrie used Petito's phone to send himself messages after her death, an apparent attempt to deceive the police. Meantime, Laundrie and Petito have been completely ruled out in connection to the murders of a newlywed couple in Moab last summer. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports online speculation might be getting into the way of the double murder investigation.
The Grant County Sheriff's Office says they do have persons of interest in the murders of Kylan Schulte and Crystal Turner, but not a suspect yet. But they say some false information being posted online is slowing them down. Schulte's father, Sean Paul, says he gets a lot of tips on his Facebook page.
We're still trying to take in clues, so I don't want to close down my remembering Kylan and Crystal page.
But Schulte agrees that speculation of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie being involved should stop.
There's no point in continuing to waste time, energy, effort.
He says new information about who have been near his daughter and her wife before the murders keeps trickling in. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We have the latest on the shootings at Hunter High School. West Valley police say the gun was bought in Utah in 2013. They don't know how it got into the hands of the young suspect. Police say the 14-year-old shot and injured Ephraim Asiata is still hospitalized but improving. And police now say all the victims and the shooter were students at Hunter High. Former President Trump's White House records have been handed over to congressional investigators. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the presidential documents are now in the hands of investigators looking into the January 6th insurrection. The files include records from president's top officials. There are also entries from the White House Daily Diary, which logs the president's movements. Supreme Court rejected President Trump's claim of executive privilege. The tech war with China is heating up. President Biden announcing a deal meant to boost production of semiconductors as chip shortages are blamed for rising prices.
This is about national security, economic security, and it's about jobs. Good paying, decent jobs you can raise a family on.
The president says Intel's announcement that it will build a $20 billion factory in Ohio will create thousands of jobs. The streets leading up to the Capitol are filled with thousands of anti-abortion advocates this afternoon. The annual March for Life rally happening in Washington, D.C. comes as more states push for tighter restrictions on abortion. The rally is traditionally held on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A new study shows a COVID booster shot is effective in preventing hospitalization from Omicron. KSL News Radio's Jacob Roeda reports
The study, which was released today, says two doses of a vaccine are not enough to protect against hospitalization from the Omicron variant. Dr. Eddie Stenium from Intermountain Healthcare said during a conference that the study found that a third dose of the vaccine was over 90% effective in preventing hospitalization from Omicron infections.
Stenium says the situation with boosters is different than for the Delta variant, which is no longer the dominant variant nationwide. State lawmakers have overturned Salt Lake and Summit County's mask mandates. The House took up the vote earlier, led by the sponsor, Representative Candace Pierucci.
The most basic unit of local control is families and individuals. Overturning these government mandates is returning the decision-making power back to the people, back to individuals. Voting to remove this mandate does not remove an individual's ability to wear a mask. If you would like to, you should wear one, and you don't need government's permission to do so.
Democrats called the decision a slap in the face to health care workers. KSL News Time 3:35. Ricky Meese joins us. I was wrong. The meatloaf minute of news is actually coming up next. I wanted to clarify.
We got that squared away then.
Okay. I just want you to know that I never met the guy, but my producer back in New York was best friends with Meatloaf's daughter.
Really?
Like, they were very best friends, thick as thieves. And, you know, they say she was nice, that he was a nice guy around the house. But the abuse the girl took, I mean, they'd call them the little loaves, Meatloaf's little sliders. Can you imagine?
Well, for those who may not be familiar with his music, I just tweeted they might recognize him in a couple of acting, big movies, really.
Yeah.
So he was not just on the stage performing his music, but he was an actor. So pretty good one at that.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
First
and Fight Club. We'll put that one in there.
What's going on the
road?
We
do have an accident. It is southbound I-15 at 6 South. It is over to the left, and it's just as you're coming off the ramp. But so far, not causing any kind of major delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.